Isaiah chapter 44. Yet now hear, O Jacob my servant, and Israel, whom I have chosen. Thus says the Lord that made you, and formed you from the womb, who will help you, fear not, O Jacob, my servant, and you, Jeshurun, whom I have chosen. For I will pour water upon him that is thirsty, and floods upon the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon your descendants, and my blessing upon your offspring. And they shall spring up as among the grass, as willows by the water courses. One shall say, I am the Lord's, and another shall call himself by the name of Jacob, and another shall write on his hand, the Lord's, and surname himself by the name of Israel. Thus says the Lord the King of Israel, and his Redeemer the Lord of hosts, I am the first, and I am the last, and besides me there is no God. And who, as I do, shall call, and shall proclaim it, and set it in order for me, since I appointed the ancient people? And the things that are coming, and shall come, let them show these unto them. Fear not, neither be afraid, have not I told you from that time, and have declared it? You are even my witnesses. Is there a God besides me? Yea, there is no God, I know not any. They that make a graven image are all of them nothing, and their precious things shall not profit, and they are their own witnesses, they see not, nor know, that they may be ashamed. Who fashions a god, or molds a graven image, that is profitable for nothing? Behold, all his fellows shall be put to shame, and the workmen, they are mere men, let them all be gathered together, let them stand up, yet they shall fear, and they shall be put to shame together. The blacksmith with the tongs works in the coals, and fashions it with hammers, and works it with the strength of his arms. Yea, he is hungry, and his strength fails. He drinks no water, and is faint. The carpenter stretches out his rule. He marks it out with a line. He fashions it with planes, and he marks it out with the compass, and makes it after the figure of a man, according to the beauty of a man, that it may remain in the house. He hews himself down cedars, and takes the cypress and the oak, which he secures for himself among the trees of the forest. He plants a pine, and the rain does nourish it. Then shall it be for a man to burn, for he will take of it, and warm himself. Yea, he kindles it, and bakes bread. Yea, he makes a god, and worships it. He makes it a graven image, and falls down to it. He burns part of it in the fire, with part of it he eats flesh, he roasts a roast, and is satisfied. Yea, he warms himself, and says, Aha, I am warm, I have seen the fire. And the rest of it he makes into a god, even his graven image, he falls down unto it, and worships it, and prays unto it, and says, Deliver me, for you are my God. They have not known nor understood, for he has shut their eyes, that they cannot see, and their hearts, that they cannot understand. And none considers in his heart, neither is there knowledge nor understanding to say, I have burnt part of it in the fire, yea, also I have baked bread upon its coals, I have roasted flesh, and eaten it, and shall I make the rest of it an abomination? Shall I fall down to a block of wood? He feeds on ashes, a deceived heart has turned him aside, that he cannot deliver his soul, nor say, Is there not a lie in my right hand? Remember these, O Jacob and Israel, for you are my servant, I have formed you, you are my servant, O Israel, you shall not be forgotten of me. I have blotted out, as a thick cloud, your transgressions, and, as a cloud, your sins, return unto me, for I have redeemed you. Sing, O you heavens, for the Lord has done it, shout, you lower parts of the earth, break forth into singing, you mountains, O forest, and every tree in it, for the Lord has redeemed Jacob, and glorified himself in Israel. Thus says the Lord, your Redeemer, and he that formed you from the womb, I am the Lord that makes all things, that stretches forth the heavens alone, that spreads abroad the earth by myself, that frustrates the omens of the liars, and makes diviners mad, that turns wise men backward, and makes her knowledge foolish? That confirms the word of his servant, and performs the counsel of his messengers, that says to Jerusalem, You shall be inhabited, and to the cities of Judah, You shall be built, and I will raise up its waste places. That says to the deep, Be dry, and I will dry up your rivers. That says of Cyrus, He is my shepherd, and shall perform all my pleasure, even saying to Jerusalem, You shall be built, and to the temple, your foundation shall be laid.